have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom. God, yes, Lord, give me a heart. Hallelujah. That was none other than Minstrel Appointed. We are so grateful for her. Amen. Awesome woman of God. And we thank the Lord on today for this is Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. You know, people of God, that's the very core of who we are. We want to have a heart that thirsts and pants after our Lord and Savior, and we are here to worship him on today, to Shabbat, our awesome God. Hallelujah. Did you know that we were created to worship him? We were created for worship. Hallelujah. The word of God says, you are worthy, O Lord, our God. Hallelujah. To receive glory and honor and power And all things were created by him, and by his will they exist and were created. We were created to worship our God. Amen. And so we lift up our hands and we bless him. He is Elohim. He is, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Makedesh, hallelujah, our God, who created us for worship. And we give our heart and surrender our heart unto him on today. Well, hey, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I pray that everyone can hear me. Amen. I am Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do here every Saturday. Well, listen, people of God, there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realm, and we have been given the authority to speak and say something to Shabbat, our awesome God, and encourage our listening audience on today, because this day, today, hallelujah, this is the day that the Lord has made, hallelujah, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you breathing? Do you have mobility? Hallelujah. Well, take that breath that he gave you and give him a Shabbat on today. We honor him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are so honored also to have with us on today Apostle Alford. Hallelujah. Angela, are you here, woman of God?
Praise the Lord. Shalom, Apostle Dawn. Good afternoon to you. And thank
Good
you
afternoon.
For inviting
We're so, amen. We're so glad you are here. Amen. Just increase the audio a little bit. Amen. Now, here on Shabbat Saturday, we give a loud and resounding hallelujah and Shabbat. And I praise God that you have had the opportunity to just take time out of your busy schedule, woman of God, and be with us on this Saturday. I know that there is a word in your belly for the people of God to inspire us, to move us in the realm of his glory, Apostle. Again, thank you for joining us this afternoon on Shabbat Saturday. And woman of God, please go forth and share with our Elation family and the listening audience what the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart for the people of God on today and in this hour. You are free to go forth, woman of God.
Thank you, Apostle Dawn, and may the Lord continue to bless you and cause his face to shine upon you. May he enlarge your territory and increase your discernment. May he continue to lead you and continue to guide you and strengthen you so that you can go where others have not gone before. May the Lord continue to bless your listeners, to protect them, provide for them, and increase their discernment and increase his peace in all of our lives. Amen. Amen. Can you hear me on your end?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear
Amen.
You very well.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
I thank God for this opportunity, and we give him praise and glory on today, for truly he is the one that is worthy of all of our praise. We were created to worship and praise him, and that's what we want to do today. And so I'm going to speak to you as the Lord has spoken to my heart on today. I want to ask you a question, and I'm going to pray and then just allow the Lord to have his way in all of our lives on this Saturday. The question on the table for us today is, what time is it? What time is it? Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you, God, for this time and this opportunity to be together. We thank you, Lord God, that no earthly circumstance, hallelujah, can hinder us from gathering together by your Spirit. God, we thank you that you have ordained this day before the foundation of the world, and we say have your way in all of our lives on this day. We glorify you in it in Jesus' name. That question, as I sought the Lord about our time together, just has been ruminating in my spirit for actually some months now. And as I sought the Lord about our time and just really tried to go and listen and hear his voice, he kept bringing me back to here. So I want to just take one passage out of First Chronicles chapter 12, verse number 32, and prayerfully you have your Bibles with you, but I will read it into your hearing. It reads as such: of Issachar, men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, 200 chiefs, all their kinsmen under their command. This chapter begins by highlighting that there were men who came to David at Ziklag while he was not able to move about freely because of Saul, and the Bible says that they helped him in war. And it tells us the uniqueness of each group and what each one of these groups of men brought to the table to assist King David in particular. So when King David was gathering an army at Hebron, he distinguished the sons of Issachar from the ranks because of their unusual gift to discern the times. And their understanding helped to make known to the king and what Israel ought to do. And so I want to pause right here and say this about the gift of discernment. The gift of discernment is necessary and is valuable in times of uncertainty. And as believers, we have the Holy Spirit, who according to John 14:16 is our helper and our teacher. We should be able to discern the times. However, it's real easy in our present day to be so preoccupied with our daily lives that we fail to discern what God is doing around us and in us and what he wants to do through us. And Jesus had a problem with this. Jesus was critical of his generation for their inability to discern the times. If you look at Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 56, I'll read it into your hearing. Jesus rebuked his generation, for he says in verse 54, he also said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming. And so it happened. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happened. You hypocrite, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not know how to interpret this present time? Jesus had something to say about that. He was critical of them, and he was speaking to this crowd because they were so steeped in their culture and so steeped in their tradition and so steeped in their religion that they missed the fact that the Messiah that they had read about, that what they were going to the synagogue daily to read about, was right there among them, and they could not discern it. So this passage in Luke says that they could discern natural things like the weather with precision accuracy, but missed the spiritual shift that God was doing right in front of them. At least we be too critical of them. This speaks to us present day because we can clearly see with accuracy that our society and our world has changed due to COVID, the economy, a whole lot of other factors. But dare we miss to discern the fact that a spiritual shift has taken place in the natural that has driven us literally from inside the four walls of a building into the presence of God and into the world, as Jesus commanded us in Matthew 28:18-20, to go ye therefore into the world. And I'm telling you that we're in this world and we're in the nations, especially through social media and the internet and phones, like never before. But Jesus not only rebuked them for their inability to discern, Paul admonished them and us, because they're speaking to us too. Paul admonished the believers at Rome in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. He says, besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake up from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. See this, what this says to us, what we see in Jesus' discourse with those, that crowd that he was speaking to, and what we see with Paul's discourse in Scripture to us, that there's a tendency to focus more on daily living rather than on eternal life. And I'm here to tell you, and I know you agree, that our lives have been disrupted, and we're longing for our lives to go back to normal. We're longing in the kingdom to go back to going, and doing, and programs, and sometimes hiding in our service and exchanging work and activity for relationship. But in doing so, we risk missing what lies in front of us, like those who miss Jesus. And this is what's happening. God has done a shift. Whether we believe it or not or acknowledge it or not, God has done a shift. And he is doing a new thing. We're having to do a new thing. And if we read Matthew 24, verses 3 through 14, and I'm just going to read a little bit of that, we will see that scripture is come right speaking to us, is being manifest right before us today. For it says, it says in Matthew 13, beginning at verse number, Matthew 24. I keep saying 13. It's Matthew 24, verses 3 through 4. And this is speaking of the signs of the age. It says, and he said at the Mount of Olives, he being Jesus, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered them, see that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Get this, all of these are but the beginning of birth pains. So we see here that God clearly is letting us know in this season that he has done a shift. We can see it. We can see it in the natural, and we can sense it even more so if you're discerning in the spirit. And the sons of Issachar knew what to do because they discerned the times. So let us do the same. What do we do in light of what we discern about our current climate and our culture? Well, a few things. Number one, fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and don't be tied to a structure, but be tied to his presence and make being in his presence a priority. Now, let me be clear when I say this, because some might disagree, and I can hear some saying the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. I get that. But what I'm saying to you is our place of assembly might not be where we expect it to be or where it's always been. But when we're tied and bound to God's presence, we can go wherever he leads us without any discomfort. Next thing, stir up the gifts that are within you. Now is not the time to ponder or wonder. Now is the time to pray and act. You do not need anyone to affirm you. You do not need anyone to celebrate you. You don't need anyone's applause. What you really need to know is to know what it is that God would have you to do in this season and do it. And whatever you're going to do for God, the time is now, because the day is far gone and the night is spent. It is time for us, time for all of us to stir up the gifts that are in us and do what God is calling us to do. It is no longer time for more trepidation and hesitation. The time is now to go forth. And I want to say to some of you, many of you in the listening audience today, I just really feel that there's somebody, you're looking at what people are doing and you're looking what you're seeing being done in the natural, and you're hesitant because you don't feel you can do that. I want you to know that I believe on this line today that there are listening some people that God has placed something inside of you that no one else is doing. Some of you here have called you to be forerunners. People have never seen it before. People have never done it before. And you are hesitant because it's not being done. I want you to know that all you got to do is go read the book of John, and you'll find that God had forerunners. John the Baptist was a forerunner. They misunderstood him. They didn't understand him. They didn't like him. He was strange, but he was a forerunner, and he ushered in Jesus' presence. And I want to say to many of you today, it's time to stir up the gift that is in you. And lastly, but more important than anything else, we need to know the voice of God. Know the voice of God and follow it in these days because even as we read in some of our previous scriptures, especially in Matthew, Jesus said clearly himself that there would be many false prophets to come. John 4:1 says that there are many false prophets going out into the world. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are God. Now more than ever, we need to know the voice of the Lord and obey it. And if you don't know, all you got to do is get his word. That's his voice. But I'm here to tell you, and I know I have people on this line and on this call today who will attest that if you have the Holy Spirit in your life, God will lead and guide you. You will know his voice, and a stranger you will not follow. Listen, following the voice of God might not make you popular. Following the voice of God may not make you likable or accepted. And following the voice of God may not bring you into certain circles, but I'm here to tell you that now is the time to discern the voice of God, to hear it clearly, and to obey the Lord. Because people, they can talk about us and they can point the finger at us at now, but I always keep this in my mind for myself, that on the day of judgment, when we stand before Christ, to be able to give an account for what we've done in this life and with what he has given us, there will be nobody able to stand before God and point the finger at you or accuse you of anything, because they have to stand before God for themselves. So in this hour, my brothers and my sisters, we must be like the sons of Issachar. What time is it? It's time to discern the times and know what to do. They were God's people, and they did it, and so can we. We can discern what God is doing in the earth realm and do it with him. We can discern what he's doing in the lives of our family members and others that we have prayed for and labored and fasted and prayed for, and we can do it with him if he invites us to. We can discern what he's doing to advance his kingdom agenda in this earth realm. And I'm going to keep saying that God is doing a new thing. He is doing a new thing. And we don't have to wonder about it. It's on display. So all we need to do is discern what he's doing and do it with him. How do we know what to do? If we're discerning and listening for his voice, he will lead, guide, and direct you. He will order your steps. It's time to seek the face and the presence of God and discern the time to know what to do, what he would have us to do. God, what is it that you're doing in this earth realm? What is it that you're doing in my life? What is it that you want to do? Because I want to be a part of it with you. The Bible says we're co-laborers with him. And if we're co-laborers with him, I want you to know today that God wants us. He gave us all a measure of discernment. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the ability to discern not only what's going on around us, but we have the ability to discern what God is doing right around us. They missed it. They could predict weather with accuracy, but missed the fact that the Savior, the one that they were going to the synagogue to read about and talk about and to box and praise, was right there among them, and they missed him. But you and I, brothers and sisters, we will not miss him, because we will discern the times. We are discerning even now. Many of you on this call, God has been speaking to you. He has been speaking to you about what's happening in our current climate. And I'm here to say to you that the Church of Jesus Christ is built on the rock of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, but God is not found in tradition and regiment and rudiment. God's spirit is vast, and he cannot be contained. And what we need to do is discern what he's doing in this hour and do it with him. Wherever he goes, that's where we go. Whatever he says do, that's what we do. Wherever he invites us to join him in the work, do it. It doesn't matter if it's been done before. It doesn't matter who approves or disapproves. Do it, because the time is now. The time is now, as Paul said in the book of Romans, that the time has come for us to wake up out of our sleep. The night is far gone, and the day is at hand. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you on today. this pandemic that has brought many of us indoors is the prime opportunity, and it's been an opportunity for me to just seek the presence of God and be in his presence and to hear his voice and to know what he's doing. He wants to share with us what he's doing because we are co-laborers with him. We are his witnesses in the earth realm. We are his servant. We are his servants. And he has given us this opportunity to be able to just be tied to him and his presence. So I pray that the word today has blessed you. I believe God. He said in his word that it would not return unto him void, but it would accomplish that which he set it out to do. It has nothing to do with me. This is bigger than any one of us. This is about God and his agenda. And so I pray that you have heard the voice of the Lord on today. I pray that you obey the word as the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you to do. And I would just like to pray over us at this time. Father, we do thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for we discern it with us. We know that you're always with us. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for those under the sound of my voice today, increase our discernment, God. Help us to not only discern, but, Lord, help us to know what to do. Lord, speak to us on this day, for we are truly listening as your servants. We want to be continue to be co-laborers with you and do what you would have us to do during this season and in the earth realm as you advance your kingdom on earth. And quickly advance your returning to receive us with you. I pray for those that are listening on the call, if there's anyone who doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray, God, that they would open their hearts up to you today, that they would receive you, that they might know what it is that we talk about, that they might understand this discernment that we have as children of God. I pray, Father God, for your men servant and women servants who may be on this line today. God, we say to you that our spirit is in tune to you. Our ear is at your mouth. Continue to speak to us and lead us and guide us. Strengthen us to go wherever you would have us to go, even if it's been where no one else has gone before. I thank you for this program. I thank you for Apostle Dawn. God, I thank you, Lord God, for ordering her step. Thank you that your will be done in her life. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woman of God, I know that that was the Spirit of God using you as an oracle for the people of God. What time is it, my God, today? And it's so powerful that you are in line, in sync, but that's what happens when you flow in the Holy Spirit. We were just talking about this very same subject or somewhat parallel to this subject about the five virgins or the 10 virgins who were all called, my God, today had the same word, the same message, the same instructions. Amen.
Wow.
But
bless
yet
five
did not use, you know, their oil wisely. And it's interesting that, you know, they were all chosen. Oh, my God, today. They were all chosen. They all had the gift. Amen. But you're right. In this hour, we fail to discern what God is doing in us and around us. I see that so prevalent in our church today, and that, you know, we're listening to everything else but going into the presence of God, who ultimately knows everything.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I thank God for you, Apostle Alfred, my God, today. We need to be able to discern that there indeed has been a shift. We're not going to go back to the normal. It's not going to be church as usual.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
And the powerful thing about this, and you're right, what an opportunity for us to be driven, literally, into the presence of God.
Yes, 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 absolutely yes, and resounding yes. And I tell you, Apostle Dawn, during this season, you know, with COVID and all of us being shut in, I have done just as much, if not more, ministry one-on-one with people over the phone, over the airwaves.
Yes.
I'm talking to people, people who I know have not set foot in a building, people who will take advantage of this opportunity to talk to many of us one-on-one if we just are willing to be that person. I got a request from I belong to a class. My class reunion has a group, and they said, you know, would you be our chaplain? And I didn't know what that meant and entailed, but I prayed about it, and God said yes. And, you know, what God had me do and my assignment was, I have a book, as they continue to express prayer, just to pray for people. Prayer is very necessary in this time.
Yes, it is.
We're so programmed with having to be stuck in a building where we're doing all sorts of activity. But in this time, and I really believe this, that this is the time where God, he's using what he's doing in the earth realm to call us to himself so he can prepare us for this last leg of the journey, for this last move of the spirit. Because I'm telling you, day is at hand. We may not know the day or the hour, but Jesus speaks clearly in the word, especially in Matthew 24, about some of the signs that let us know it's the beginning of the time of his return. And I tell you, I affirm, and I affirm wholeheartedly, church will not, it will never be the same ever again. You know why? God is going to take it to another level.
Yes.
We like to stay where we're comfortable, where what we know, and the problem becomes when what we know something, it becomes rote. We can do it by memory. We can do, but God is always exercising us and stretching us to go further. We cannot say to people in the religious realm that God will stretch you if we don't say to the body collectively that he will stretch us too. And he is stretching us. He is challenging us to discern his voice, to hear his voice, to do what he would have us to do in this hour. And I'm telling you, God is reaching so many people now on the airwaves and on social media and through other platforms.
Amen. And it's awesome that particular platforms are available to the church, to the kingdom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What the enemy meant to use for other means, God is taking, I mean, it's like he's done a boss move, amen, and making these platforms available to the church. And you're right, because we have shifted to another realm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that all of these, just hear me. It's interesting that all of these platforms touch the airway.
Mm-hmm.
And the influence that we are now, it's like we're gaining territories. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. We are gaining territories that we did not have access to because we were confined
to
the four walls of our church, the building.
Yeah.
My God. So, woman of God, you are so in the Holy Ghost. And I mean, you've touched me to my core right now that we indeed need to fix our lives, not just our eyes, but our lives on Jesus. Be tied to his presence, people of God. You got to be connected. Make it a priority, as Apostle said. Amen. If there was ever a time that our nation needed to wake up, this is that wake-up call of knowing the voice of God, and not just knowing his voice, but like you said, obeying it when you hear him in your listening. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. My God, today.
God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Do not doubt what God has released today in your hearing. Hallelujah. He is doing a new thing. There has been a shift, people of God. What is your posture?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you standing?
Jesus.
He is creating a new path in the midst of the plague. Huh?
Jesus.
In the midst of wars on every continent, my God, in the midst of this economy, he is creating a new path. And we are shifting. We are shifted,
yes.
Literally.
Yes.
There is a
yes.
shift that is taking place into a new. We've gone, yes, crossed over. Hallelujah. And I was just talking about that on last
yes.
week, this transformation. Hallelujah. Right out of Judges chapter 8,
yes.
when
thank you.
The man of God was at the very point of his transition. And he said, I'm exhausted.
Mm.
I'm tired. But he was still in pursuit. He was
mm-hmm.
not swaying. Amen. He heard the voice of God. He listened attentively to the instructions of how God told him how to move in warfare. Hallelujah. In chapter 6. But you know what? We are being shifted into a new thing. And you're right. If you don't have the discernment of God, if your ear
mm-hmm.
is not to his mouth, you're not going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know how to move in this new season. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. Because change is here right now. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen. Amen. And for us to follow him, I just want to say this. God, feel compelled by the Holy Spirit for those who are listening. When you follow him in this season, it may cost you. It may cost you being misunderstood. It may cost some people turning away from you. It may cost some people persecuting you. They did it to Jesus. But we have to continue to follow. That's what Jesus did. He always said, I have to be about the will of my Father. And that is the command to us as well. We have to be willing to pay that cost. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take his cross, and follow me. We have to be willing to, I don't know about you, I'm willing to pay that cost because my salvation is at stake.
Hallelujah. Woman of God, you are in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. It's like you heard my message. Amen. Glory to God. Because
God.
The man of God himself had made a decision that even when they rejected giving his soldiers bread,
mm-hmm.
when they rejected
yep.
the very thing that he was doing for God on their behalf and going in warfare and trying to chase down these two Midian kings, amen, but he had
yeah.
enough discernment and enough I know God in him. And he said, it
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter if you don't like me. It doesn't matter if you reject me. It
yes.
doesn't matter
yes.
if you don't give me the likes, hallelujah. If you put scandalize
yes.
my name, hallelujah, or say
yes.
that I'm not worthy. It does not matter.
Matter.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And you're right.
Amen.
You're talking to some people right now, woman of God.
Amen.
You are talking
hallelujah.
To someone, hallelujah, that may be tired, that may be torn
mm-hmm.
down by the,
mm-hmm.
the naysayers and the no-sayers. Amen. They say,
mm-hmm.
I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
They want to give up and say, I'm done. They're weary. But you know what the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of God is saying? Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
You're the
no.
right one. You're in the right
mm-hmm.
place. Just keep walking
yes.
in discernment and obedience to what I've told you to do. Hearken unto
yes.
my voice. Stay in my presence. My God
yes.
today, thank you, thank you, thank you for this word. People of God,
be
she said
stuff.
It. Remain focused. You got to be
yes.
fixed. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be looking to the left or to the right. But keeping your eyes, not just your eyes, but your lives stayed
yes.
and fixed on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You cannot have that Lodabar mentality and take it into your Goshen now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jesus.
Know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking to you today. And the question
mm-hmm.
is, what time is it for you? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? In your spirit, do you know, do you discern the time we're living in? Get it right. If you're not, get it right. Get it right with God. Hallelujah. Everyone listen. Shabbat the Lord today and expect a
yeah.
great move of God in your hearing because of the word that has been released in this hallelujah on the airwaves in this hour. Your lives should be changed and affected. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare, Father God, your mighty acts, your great exploits that
yes.
are now able to go forth. You are Almighty God and all-knowing in the name of Jesus. People of God, believe God. Believe God. He can take you from where you are now to where you are to be and fulfill your purpose and your destiny. You don't
yes.
need to take these naysayers and no-sayers with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He
hallelujah.
Will show himself strong on your behalf.
Yes.
If
hallelujah.
You will just get in his presence, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I know, woman of God, I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. You have touched even me in a way. Let me say this to everyone that's listening, that, you know, you should never judge someone or someone's possibilities by their present position.
Yes.
Never judge based on a person's present position, that they do not have great possibilities and that God's hand is on their life. Amen. And that they are operating in their calling according to him, not according to your doctrine, not according to your denomination. Hallelujah. But that they have relationship with him. Amen. And they know the mind and the spirit of God. Because I know that God has moved people from some destitute, despicable, and dirty places, as he did you and I, Apostle. Hallelujah. And when he has made a promise concerning our life, the Bible says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Hallelujah. If he has given you a promise or a prophecy, you can take confidence in his word to you. You can take it to the bank. Hallelujah. Walk in discernment. Hallelujah. Apprehend the time, people of God, that we are walking in, that we are now in. Hallelujah. You know, just have a deeper fellowship with him. Thirst after him. Press after him in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, you have sparked something. You have ignited something in the airways. I know that people, hallelujah, in their listening have been touched, that their spirit, hallelujah, has been stirred in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for the woman of God, Apostle Albert, in this hour. God, you are moving. Hallelujah. Moving us from those places, hallelujah, that we are stagnant in. Wow. Moving us out of this place of complacency. Glory to God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah, for your obedience in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes. All the glory goes to him.
Thank you, Father God, Jesus.
Just fill this broadcast with your glory.
Thank you,
even as I'm sitting here right now at my desk, I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Moving and stirring in me in the name of Jesus. And those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Glory to God. Father God, touch the life and nature of God within them. Stir up the fire, Father God. Hallelujah. Change in our life, Lord God, is taking place now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I just want the Holy Spirit to have his way. Hallelujah. And I thank him. I thank him. I thank him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Alfred. I called you Dr. Alfred. I hope you don't mind. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for being with us on today, woman of God.
We bless him. We bless our God. We give him praise and honor for it. Because we know his spirit is with us on today, and we know that it's God that is speaking and moving in the earth realm and speaking to us. And so we acknowledge him, we extol him, we give him the praise. I praise him because I know that if God's spirit at work in my life, and if God was not in my life, you probably would not be having this conversation with me right now. So we bless him on today. And I thank you that I sent you in the spirit, sis. I thank God for his spirit that is with us. He is with us on today, and he is speaking to us. And we are going to discern the times, and we are going to walk according to God's will for our lives. I thank God for what he is doing, and he is going to continue to do through you. Don't be surprised if he take you places that you have not gone before. Continue to walk with the Savior, and I am humbled and grateful to be here with the Shabbat Saturday family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. And that's just a confirmation and an affirmation, amen, because he told me you've got to get your passport, amen. And I sure did before these are more extenuant kind of COVID restrictions that they have now and the delays in passport, getting our passports, amen. But I praise God, I got my passport in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I receive that. I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. And no, woman of God, my prayer again for you is that the Holy Ghost will set your heart ablaze. Hallelujah. And let it be a flame of God's glory as every word you release. Amen. The anointing and power of God is in your mouth in Jesus' name. And I truly thank God for our meeting. Just that meeting that we had, and you pulled me aside. You probably don't remember, but I never forgot the words that were released. Hallelujah. You were an oracle of God, and you spoke so timely into my life. And now I see the fruition of those words coming forth in Jesus' name. So I love you, Apostle, and I know that we are connected. I know the Lord is going to do a great work in us and through us for his kingdom and for his glory in Jesus' name. And I pray the Lord will continue to bless you indeed and continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you ever so much.
God bless you. And remain connected. Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful for you joining us this Shabbat Saturday. Amen. And you, our listening audience as well, and Dr. Kimmy Kim, thank you, woman of God, for this platform. People of God, again, I am your host, Apostle Dawn. Hallelujah. We have been listening to the woman of God. Hallelujah. Apostle Alfred. Amen. Hallelujah. Woman of God, I love you. You have touched me, you have stirred me, and you have touched the people, our listening audience, and I'm sure that you will touch even on the rebroadcast the anointing that is on your life and on the message that has been released today. There is going to be a great outpouring in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you for your obedience. Hallelujah. For those who may want to contact you, Apostle, what is the information?
I will give you my email address. It is A as in Apple, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, F as in Frank. That's AMALF0760@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook under Alfred Angelier. It's actually my last name and then my first name. And then you can find me on Instagram under Miss Angie 2B1. And again, Instagram, Miss Angie 2B1. On Facebook, it's Alfred Angelia. And my email address is AMALF, as in Frank, 0760@gmail.com.
Amen. Amen. People of God, fix your life on Jesus. Tie to his presence and make it a priority. Because now is the time to pray and act, as the apostle said, and know what it is that God has for you to do in this season as he stirs up the gift in you, because you are indeed a forerunner. You are not going to be like your pastor. You're not going to be like your prophet. Amen. Be who God has called you to be. Know the voice of God and obey it. Amen. And discern and listen for his voice and know what he would have for you to do and know what is happening around you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you again so very much, Apostle Alfred, for being with us. And all of you, thank you for joining us. We love the woman of God. We love her because hallelujah. Make no apologies for what she has to say. Amen. She is a messenger, and she walks in obedience. Hallelujah. Receive the word of the Lord of God to you today. And come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. For another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elations Radio. And again, thank you, our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. For your example, woman of God, may the Lord God continue to use you, Hallelujah, my God, today. May the Lord God continue to use you, Dr. Tammy Kim, in the name of Jesus. Now, please close us out, and shalom, everyone. We love you.